Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Happy Thanksgiving Day, folks. It also coincides with my 21st anniversary of the show. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you for letting me broadcast my 22nd live Thanksgiving Day show. You know, when I first started doing this back in 97, I'd never done this before, and they'd never done a show like mine before. My network never had. And they were shocked when I said, yeah, I'm going to do my show on Thanksgiving just a week later. Thanksgiving Day came up, and I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. They said, nobody does a live show on the holidays. I said, well, I'm going to, and I've never stopped. And so thank you for being here. I'm very excited about our good friend Emilio Iadice being with us. He's been hanging out with us now for a couple of segments. He's been a member of my Brain Trust now for several years. He's the author of an award-winning book, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, number one in this category on Amazon. This is Lessons from History, folks. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. The photographs, the pictures in this book are worth the book. Never mind his genius writing and reporting. The pictures are worth the book. You've never seen anything like this before, so I encourage you to check it out. Emilio, give us a little snapshot about the book, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. Then I want you to tell us a little bit about the new book.
Thank you, Jim. When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, as you said, it became the number one bestseller in the field of leadership on Amazon. I wrote that book because I felt that we needed models today to look to that provided courage in all fields of leadership, whether it was personal, political, or spiritual. We needed models. And that's what I've done with this book. And I was very happy that it's been so successful and that people have found the book inspirational and as well as useful. And it also inspired me to write my new book. My new book is really an historical novel. It's based on true stories. Some of which are family stories, and others are stories that actually happened during World War II here in America. And the book is called Liberation because it's the liberation, really, of a group of people who were involved in helping America win the war, people who indirectly also helped America win the war,
yeah.
And people who had to be courageous and had to be honest and also had to be spiritually very strong and sound. And that's what the book is about. And
you're talking about the unsung heroes, aren't you? You're talking about the unsung heroes, aren't you?
Exactly. In fact, the main story of the book is really about my father visiting his cousin in a prisoner of war camp in Mississippi in 1943.
Huh. Wow.
And what he went through to get there, and it's a true story, and what happened in all of that. It wasn't just a visit to a prisoner of war camp, and people don't realize that we've had almost 500,000 prisoners of war in America, in 1,000 prisoner of war camps all through the United States.
Wow.
During World War II.
Yeah, most people don't know that. That's exactly right. Folks, there you go. That's a little teaser on about when courage was the essence of leadership. Lessons from History by Emilio Iadice. Now, Emilio, you've got a new book coming out called Liberation. Tell us about that.
Liberation is really a story. As I was getting to about, it begins with my father visiting his cousin in Mississippi. He's a prisoner of war captured in North Africa. Hmm. And what my father had to go through in order to go from New York all through the Deep South in order to get to Mississippi on this special mission, because it ultimately became a very, very important mission for the United States. It wasn't just a visit. And that's one story within the book. The second story, again, a true story, it's about an Italian prisoner of war who's here in America treated wonderfully because they were prisoners in paradise in so many ways. They were able to work. They weren't treated as criminals. They were well-fed, well-clothed, and they were even given visitation rights. I'm not talking about only being visited,
right,
but they could visit their relatives in the United States. And how this one man falls in love with his girl.
That book's called Liberation. Emilio, I've got to wrap it up. That book's going to be out next year, right?
It'll be out next year, and hopefully it'll be the same kind of book that inspires others to do great things.
And I'm sure it will, folks. I'm looking forward to it. Emilio, happy Thanksgiving Day. See you next time.
Thank you. God bless and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.